We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. We're glad that you are here. In our call to worship, I want to draw your attention back to Psalm 119. I'm going to read again the passage that we're going to be looking at in the morning worship service today and dealing with the subject of navigating the new year. I'm starting at Psalm 119, 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. In other words, it scatters darkness and gives you light where you can see where you're going. I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, make me alive, O Lord, according unto thy word. Accept, I beseech thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do not I forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from thy precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. You know, the writer of this particular psalm, David, had a heart, we're told, in Acts chapter 13 for God. He was a man after God's own heart. He wasn't perfect. He committed many sins, and he paid for them dearly in his lifetime. But he had a desire in his heart to follow God's word and to allow God's word to be the light of his life. I want to encourage you as we finish up our message today on this subject of navigating life that you allow the word of God to be the light. I got a new cell phone this week. My other one stopped, was acting up. It was giving me all kinds of fits. My flashlight quit working. My cameras quit working. And I did all the things that Google said to do except stand on my head. And I just couldn't do it. So the warranty, they sent me a brand new phone. And I hit the light button on the new phone. And it worked. I would sit there and I would click my other one over and over and over again. And sometimes it would come on and sometimes it wouldn't and so forth like that. And I wanted it to give me light so I could see where I was going, but it wasn't very good at that. You see, God doesn't have a bad switch. God shines His light for those who desire it. And so I want to encourage you today, as we have come to the first Sunday in January, brand new year, 2024, would you allow God to shine His light on your pathway? And fill your heart with His Word so that you can have your heart and mind illuminated by the truth of God's Word this year. It's easy to say that. It's another thing to do it. May God give us the grace and give us the strength to be able to study His Word faithfully and allow Him to shine His light on our pathway each and every day.